great Shalom broadcast proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children. Now sponsored in part by Dr. Ted Edwards and Dr. Terry Beim of the Hills Medical Group in Westlake on BK's Road next to the schoolyard. And today, very exciting that I have Dr. Edwards in the studio with me. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Well, I am delighted that you're here. Today we're going to talk about how prayer and medicine can go together. Amazing concept. And most have thought that since medicine should be that science should be value-free, maybe medicine should be impersonal and scientific. And others have taken the opposite perspective, that faith precludes the use of medicine altogether. And I'm reminded that John G. Lake said rather famously, flush your medicine down the toilet and apologize to the toilet. But I wonder if there's a middle ground. And so you're welcome today to ask us questions, our blog. We'd love to have your input. But today I'm so excited to have Dr. Edwards. And so we welcome you. We're delighted to have a physician who's a Christian, who takes a wellness approach to partner with us. It was one of my original goals, was to have such partners to connect my listeners to. And we have a faith-filled perspective that we believe in healing and we'll take it any way it comes because we're interested in our children. So, welcome. Good morning. Tell us about yourself. You are a real physician, an MD.
Yeah, I am an MD. And I grew up in Austin and graduated from Baylor and then went to medical school in Southwestern in Dallas and then trained on the East Coast in Hartford, Connecticut and Boston. Came back to Austin a long time ago and basically have been involved in conventional gastroenterology for a number of years and then gradually began to change my practice because I became more alternative or holistic, is depending on the term you want to use. Mm-hmm. And have gradually increased that to this point that I really use prayer in my practice is what on a daily basis, and I also use the alternative type medications. Dr. Terry Beim is a naturopath, and she works with me, and she works on our nutrition and our supplements area. And what we do is to really try to treat the patient with as little toxicity as possible, and to get rid of toxicity as we see it. In other words, the mercury amalgam fillings in the teeth we recommend being taken out. And those, a lot of people have been exposed to a lot of toxicity in their lifetime. And as a patient I saw this last week commented on that she had a breast cancer, but four other friends that grew up in the same little town had breast cancer at the same time. Mm-hmm. So there's something toxic in their body. Mm-hmm. And so part of our process with her is to get to find as much of this as we can and then get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. We mentioned the importance of toxicity for children also last week when we were talking with Dr. Ensign, and we'll talk more about that next week. But besides being a respected physician in this town, you're also an active layman. I understand you're a member at First Baptist,
right,
and active in their prayer ministry.
Yeah, First Baptist has a really beautiful prayer ministry, and we have one prayer session that's a very formal, beautiful, soft, gentle, loving service, and we do that about every 3 months during the year. On a Sunday evening, and our next one is on, I think it's November the 1st, it's that first Sunday in November at 6:30 p.m., so 6:30 to about 8. And we have music and we have everything, but it's really a setup to be silent and hear the presence of the Holy Spirit and God. Mm-hmm. The other service we have after our first Sunday, on our first Sunday of each month, we have communion, and after that, we have a time of prayer in the chapel that for anyone who wants to come in for healing prayer.
Mm-hmm. So First Baptist is downtown on Trinity, is that
right?
Yeah,
it's really neat. It's on 9th and Trinity.
Okay.
So it's 3 miles, it's 3 blocks east of Congress and 3 blocks north of 6th Street.
Okay. Right in the middle of everything. Wonderful. And it's amazing and wonderful to find a man who is active in both areas. So do you think prayer and medicine can go together?
Well, it works for me.
Okay. Well, tell us how that works.
Well, you know, I learned a long time ago that the power of the Holy Spirit is always a soft, gentle power and very courteous, and that if you don't want it, it won't come in. Mm. But if you choose to ask for it and you choose to be there, then basically what happens is the Holy Spirit is allowed to is, and I ask the patient, would you like for me to pray for you? Mm-hmm. And I do that on my own inner prompting, that I feel like that there's something going on that I can pray for. My feeling has been that we're all wounded healers, and some of us are a whole lot more wounded than others. And the first thing that people have to do in order to receive healing with prayer is forgiveness. And I see unforgiveness as one of the biggest blocks. And as I talk to the patient, because I spend a lot of time talking to the patient or listening to the patient and then commenting, and you know, I work real hard to get rid of, help them get rid of unforgiveness by forgiving both themselves and those who they've hurt, that have been hurt, that have hurt them. Mm-hmm. And so once we do that, then it sort of opens the door for forgiveness to happen, because mm-hmm. Jesus made it real clear. You go to pray and you haven't forgiven somebody, go forgive them and then come back to pray.
Well, that is true. You made that clear. I'm hearing that you are listening to your patients. That must take some time.
That's our primary process. I was in medical school at a time when the professor said to me, "What is the most important tool in your role as a physician?" And of course, we all answered the stethoscope or whatever, you know. And he said, "No, it's two things. One is that it's your ears and your pen. So you need to listen to the patient and write down what they say, because they're trying to tell you what's wrong." And I've always abided by that principle. So as a result of that, I spend a lot more time with the patient, particularly in the early times, because I want to make sure that I know everything I can possibly know about them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And because they're a whole system, right? And that's why forgiveness comes in. You were telling me how cells communicate to one another?
Yeah, there's a great book out. It's called The Biology of Belief, and I can tell you that it's hard to read in one sense, although it's very, for a scientist, it's real interesting reading. I think for the layperson, you'd better just listen to what I say. But that what they found is that over a period of years and a lot of biological experiments, they realized that the belief that cells all have memory and they all have communication with each other, and that for years we thought that the communication came out of the nucleus, and now we know that it really is the cell wall that does the communication. But the real thing, the take-home message from this, is that cells unite in what they do. So if they're in the fight or flight reaction, everybody's in fight or flight. And if they're in the loving, nurturing, caring mode, then everybody's in the caring mode. Now, you can't have half of them in one mode and half of them in the other. They all have to be in the same mode. So basically, it puts our role is, how do we stay in the loving, nurturing, caring role and all the time, because that's when our body is building and nourishing itself and caring for itself, as opposed to being in warfare. And it's that mode that makes the difference and allows us to function. And unforgiveness keeps us in warfare.
It's the blocker. So you're saying that if we're worshiping, it's more healthy, or if we're being altruistic, it's actually more healthy for us?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The more we stay in the loving, caring, nurturing, merciful relationship that God would want us to be in, all of that time that we're in there, we're in a very we're nurturing our own selves as well as, you know, those around us. Mm-hmm. It's the problem is when we go to war, and mm-hmm. you know, if somebody insults us, or we don't mad, or we remember something bad, and we didn't like that person in the first place, and we still dislike them, and we still haven't forgiven them, then we stay in warfare. And so until we give that up, we cannot truly nurture our body.
Amazing. We accept the Lord's love and we can be healed.
Yeah.
And that connects with science, we know now.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back to this. But first, we want to thank Mike Pattison down at 2-Day Auto Body. Thank you, Mike, for supporting this broadcast and children. And he does a superb job on cars, domestic or foreign. If somebody crashes you, remember 2-Day. Tell the record to take it to 2-Day, and the boys down there will have your car rolling out just like it was rolling out from the showroom. They really do a great job, and we thank them for investing in children. So go down to 2-Day Auto Body, 1143 Airport, just south of 7th or so, 1143 Airport. 2-Day Auto Body.
Ted L. Edwards, Jr., M.D., specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement and balancing, food allergies, anti-aging, detoxification, including IV detoxification, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and appropriate nutritional supplements. Ted L. Edwards, Jr., M.D., also offering medically supervised weight loss programs that are designed to reset your weight set point. Call 512-327-4886.
And we also want to thank the Day Spa and Salon at Barton Creek Square Mall. Please check them out for heavenly treatment. They have services of the first quality, top-notch customer service, and a 3-day guarantee on nails. So they are in Barton Creek Square Mall, downstairs near Nordstrom. Tell them that we sent you and thank them for their investment in children, too. Now, to recap, we're talking with Dr. Ted Edwards, a real physician and an active layman at First Baptist Church, active in their prayer ministry. And he's telling us how both the mind and the body are connected in such a way that when forgiveness flows, love flows, nurturing flows, that we can be healthier. And so in his practice, prayer goes together with medicine. And this is wonderful. We'd love to hear some more about it. So, where were we? We were talking about forgiveness.
Right.
And so you talk to the patient and find out what they say the problem is.
Well, it's sort of interesting, and it's not a common known situation, but if you look back when the common illness or the difficult illness is like fibromyalgia or cancer or chronic fatigue syndrome, all of those illnesses generally are preceded by some sort of major emotional trauma within the 2 years prior to that time. Mm-hmm. And I don't, there's enough literature about that. I don't have to spend a lot of time quoting that. But the important thing to realize is that the healing starts by going back to that precipitating severe emotional stress. And once you can go back and find that, then you can begin to work on unforgiveness to get rid of a block to healing, and then you can begin to work on forgiveness of self, which many times is the biggest problem. And then we can begin to work on using the tools of modern medicine to really care for the patient. But the tools of alternative medicine are different than we would be with prescription drugs. And so we use a lot of supplements. We use the intravenous vitamin C. We use the chelation therapy as a detoxification mechanism. We use a lot of different things that are not standard, but are very effective.
Mm-hmm. So allopathic medicine is not ruled out, but you're also working on a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, no, I use whatever I've got in my bag of tricks.
Whatever works.
Well, you know, the mind-body stuff is really important. Meditation is really important. Prayer is really important. The supplements and optimizing health is extremely important. And it really, you know, what we find is a lot of problems are related to food allergies. A lot of the problems are related just to mild nutritional deficiencies. Once you correct the nutritional deficiency, or the either which can be a vitamin deficiency or protein or fat or otherwise deficiency, once you get those things settled, many times you've got a healthy patient without doing much else. And so we don't need as much of the standard prescription drugs as you'd think, as we're sort of led to believe.
Mm-hmm. So working on healthy patients instead of getting out the big guns of some sort of patent medicine.
Right, right. And it's really fun to, you know, when other physicians ask me what I do, I said I just fine-tune, you know, otherwise healthy patients. And if they're not, you know, if their problems were, or, you know, we work with a lot of bioidentical hormones. And you know, a lot of the depression that's out there in women in their 30s and 40s is really related to low progesterone and erratic hormones. Mm-hmm. And by balancing those hormones, we basically can solve the problem without ever having to have them take antidepressants.
Okay. Well, let's talk more about that next week, too, okay. Because, you know, mom's health makes a difference in the children. So we're going to talk about detoxification and hormone replacement therapy. So great. Now, I know a lot of people find you through your website. So tell us what your website is.
The website, the first website is the centerforhealthandhealing.org. And the specific one for me, which has been up for a while, is poweraging.org, and that's POWERAGING. The Power Aging is .com.
.com.
Yeah,
okay.
The Center for Health and Healing is .org.
Okay. Well, we'll put that up on my website so people can click through.
Okay.
So they can find you. But what if they already have a physician, but they're really sparked with our ideas? How might they approach their physician with these ideas?
It's hard. I think sometimes some physicians are real open and some physicians aren't. And so it really is a matter of approaching the physician and saying, you know, does any of this, how do you feel about this? What's going on? Would you be willing to prescribe for me? But that means that the patient has to do all their work, all the research work to figure out what they need. Because it's not in the standard physician training mode that I get all the information. Mm-hmm. There's an enormous amount of information on alternative medicine and holistic medicine, and so each physician has to either decide to go after that information or not to. I find it makes it a little hard for me because I have to do standard medicine. And standard allopathic medicine, plus I have to do alternative medicine literature research all the time. Mm-hmm. So I spend a lot of time reading books.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, there's a lot of literature out there, and the upside of that is that science really is confirming those things that we're talking about, that prayer and nurturing, as well as healthy lifestyle, really does improve our health.
And it's sort of fun. I like it because what happens is that the patients come in with stacks of paper for me to read, you know, that they've already read. And some of that is rarely, thank goodness, is it new. Mm-hmm. Occasionally it's something I haven't heard of, but most of the time I'm pretty much ahead of them. But the good news is I don't have to go over that information with them. They're already prepared, and they have the right questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's wonderful, isn't it, for a patient to take responsibility for themselves.
Oh, I love it.
It's a different model than we used to do.
Yeah, well, you know, we brought up with the concept of Dr. Deity, and who knows all, who can deliver all, who can do all, and that really isn't a very workable concept.
Well, I know my other physician friends get very tired of that, and they say the patients are not doing their part.
Yeah.
But so it is good also that we're seeing a new crop of physicians, although there's a lot of pressure on physicians to do things the old way, yet there are some
absolutely
new coming up. So, okay. Well, great. Let's just take a break right now, and then we'll come back, and we'll release a prayer of blessing. We'll ask Dr. Edwards to pray, but right now let's take a break.
Are you sick and tired of being, well, sick and tired? Do you long for a doctor who will listen to your story of symptoms or illness? Somewhere among MD physicians, there must be a physician who combines all the healing methods, including prayer. Well, there is an answer. You can check out the Center for Health and Healing .org or call 512-327-4886. That's 512-327-4886. They'll be glad you did.
Okay, this is the Great Shalom Broadcast, and we are delighted to have Dr. Ted Edwards in our studios. And we want to also thank the ladies at Lemoore Nails at Barton Creek Square Mall, where the point of doing business is to glorify God. They're upstairs. Look for them and tell them thank you for supporting the Great Shalom Broadcast. So we promised that we would release a healing prayer. So, Dr. Edwards, would you like to pray?
I would love to. Oh, Lord, thank you for the blessings that you pour out on us every day, for this day, for the opportunities that we have, for all the facilities and faculties of our bodies and our minds that work really well. And we ask for your healing to move into us at this point in time and fill us with the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, lighting our lives from the inside out so that there is no darkness and it's only pure, clear God's light and healing. And fill us with that presence. Give us that opportunity to feel God's presence right now and in every way. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. So now write me and tell me what you received. You can write me at info@greatshalom.org, or you can write me at P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas 78630. And we could get a real prayer party going on the blog. If you just go to my website at www.greatshalom.org, you can find a blog for educators where you can put in your disquisitions, or you could click through to the archive of this broadcast and put in your opinions or prayers or prayer requests on that blog. But you could also go to Facebook, and there is a new page there that says Sharon Sarles GSB Prayer Room, and there we could just pray for one another, and I invite you to do that. Also, our free offer this month is a small document entitled 20 Blessings for Teachers. If you just email me, I'll send it to you as a PDF, and it makes a nice devotional or a gift for your child's teacher. So you can just email me at info@greatshalom, or if you like to use snail mail, you can send me a self-addressed stamp envelope to P.O. Box 971 Cedar Park 78630. Please tuck in a gift if you would like, and I would thank the Lord for your partnership in the gospel. And I am confident that my God shall supply all your need, just as Apostle Paul said. So again, our address is P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park 78630. And next time, tune in again. We'll be talking to Dr. Edwards next time, and we'll talk about detoxification, which is truly for everyone, those 850 things that Dr. Edward Ensign said last week that we are exposed to. And so detoxification is for everyone. And we'll also talk about hormone replacement therapy. I know I have a lot of listeners who are in the same category I am of, I can't believe you're a grandmother. But, you know, really, this is for women often who are are not yet graduated to grandmother status, that really the women in their 30s and 40s often really are having hormone troubles, and it's not recognized. And so Dr. Edwards will bring his expertise to us, tell us about that. So we'll see you back. Well, it looks like that's our time. So this is Sharon Sarles saying that God wants total well-being for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org. Join Sharon Sarles again next Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. for the Great Shalom broadcast.